You must have just felt excited like the rest of us when you just saw all those matchups lined up, right?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, it gets you excited that, hockey is starting to be thought about again. I think with everything going on, rightfully so. I mean, there was a lot more important things in the world. So just to see that, you know, we feel comfortable talking about a format and putting a plan in place to get back to playing, I think it excites everybody. And, you know, we all felt like it was unfinished business. Let's be honest. We had a chunk of the year done, and to not be able to play in the fun part, you know, is if we can find a way to do it safely, I think everyone's on board to try and finish this and crown a Stanley Cup champion.
Do you feel comfortable trash talking that? Like, you're on Toronto Sports Radio. You want to you get the ball rolling? You just want to say some things that the floor is yours.
I'm going to wait to see if we're actually going back before I start trash talking. I do it on the ice mostly.
You could practice, though. That's the thing.
On social media.
Yeah, you can just practice. Like, we'll give you some, like, some David Ayers ones. Like, what are your David Ayers chirps? Do you have some good ones there?
I don't know. That guy stood on his head, so I would have scored on him.
All three saves he made.
Exactly. It wasn't looking good early, but he settled down and did a good job. Pretty funny.
I'm sure you did hear that, right? That when he went into the intermission, he told the guys, like, don't worry, I'm going to settle down. They're like, okay.
Like, is that what he said?
Yes. He was like, I know these guys. I practice with these guys. I know them. They're like, you're 42-year-old shooter-tooter, so maybe we'll just give them no shots. That'll probably be more the strategy rather than let you work your way into the game.
Yeah, I want to say, I think their strategy was to pack it in around him. I don't know. He made some pretty good saves, but they were from the outside for a majority. But he did a hell of a job, so no knocking him. It was awesome.
Yeah, okay. He has a stick in the Hall of Fame. Do you?
No, I know. I said that. I go, holy I got a lot of work to do here to get to the Hall of Fame, if that's the case. So good on him, though.
Yeah, no.
That's great.
Yeah, no doubt. So you said it, man. Unfinished business.
That's my plan.
Yeah, okay. That's a good plan. Just maybe not this year because, you know, Leafs. So you said it, unfinished business. And I would imagine that for a team like you guys, because this whole thing was being bandied around about fair, and what's fair. Well, this is as close as we're going to get to it and whatever. But your group, I'm guessing, did you feel deserving? Because you guys just weren't really healthy. You had some really brutal injuries. You got hot for stretches. You were right in the mix. Do you feel as though this was any type of a concession or that you should have been there anyways?
No, I definitely think we should have been there anyways. I think, you know, obviously it's easy to say now, but, you know, just looking at our team and things that we had gone through and how we weathered the storm to even stay in the playoff hunt, I think we deserved, you know, every bit of respect to be considered in this, you know, format. Especially we were in the playoffs when this ended. So you can say all about games played and stuff. The other team still had to win to knock us out of the playoffs. And then, you know, that's a big if, right? So, you know, I don't really buy that theory that, you know, all the other team would have had a chance to knock. I mean, you still got to win those games. So to say that, you know, we didn't deserve to be here or, you know, I think we're very deserving situation that we were in with all the injuries, like I said. And I think we're just looking forward to now having a healthy team, which a lot of teams I'm sure are, to now go and put our best foot forward in this format. And if we get to that point and you know, play a, you know, I think it's going to be great hockey. If everyone's healthy, you know, it'll be really weird with no fans, obviously, in the situation that it's going to present just that way and what we're going to have to do. But essentially, when we get down and play the game, I mean, it's hockey. So, the adrenaline, the competition's all going to be there. And I think it's going to make for a lot of fun. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting back in that atmosphere.
Yeah, everybody's got injuries, but you guys have the numbers on your side. You literally lost the most man games due to injury all season long. So I think a lot of people rightly looking at you guys as benefiting the most from this time off. And you mentioned it, like getting back to hockey and what it might look like. And we had a little bit of a discussion off the top of the show about the style of hockey for those first five games maximum in that first round. And I'm thinking back to the starts of regular season and how different that hockey looks like compared to springtime hockey, that it seems like it's a more wide open game. Do you have any expectations?
Well, my only expectation is that it's the ante is going to be up so much more, you know, with knowing that you only have five games, you know, to get your team into the next round. I think just how important that first game is going to be. So the team that tightens up, the team that finds their game faster is going to have such an advantage in that first, you know, round that, you know, that'll be everything. I think that'll be the focus of all the teams going into this is, you know, we really haven't had to experience something like that. Even in a 7-game series, it's a feeling out process. You try to steal one maybe on the road if you're the away team and you know, kind of feel it out that way. Well, I mean, now it's you know, every game is almost like a game 7 where, you know, that's such a huge advantage to win one. You know, the other team has to come roaring back. So I think that's the thing that we're not going to be as used to. You know, it's just the way that we normally play our playoffs and have our postseason. But I think it'll make it exciting. I think it'll focus us in better. I was talking to some guys already just how if we do go back, you know, the mind is going to be the one that we have to train the best, you know, to get right back into that mindset of how we need to play and what we need to do to be successful. And especially against a Toronto team, right? Like they're high firepower, dangerous, can make you pay. And we're more of a defensive minded team. So we're going to have to really wrap our heads around that again and get down and dial that in. Otherwise, you know, it could be ugly.
Yeah, I love this. I just think it's so cool that, one, so many teams are involved and so many markets are involved, and that, yeah, there's no, like Ben said, if that it does have that feeling of, well, we're kind of back, we had a training camp, it's been so long since guys have played, but you're just snapping right into these high-intensity games where, hey, you don't really have a month to figure things out. You have these games. So, yeah, there's got to be attention to detail right out of the gate. The thing that I am curious about, and I know this is kind of big picture, especially right now, you're just kind of trying to focus on, okay, what would this look like? What's testing going to look like? But players, you guys basically, it was almost unanimous that this format was going to be accepted. There was only the two teams that said, no thanks. It was Carolina. It was Tampa Bay. Do you think that guys would go for a format close to this permanently where there's play-in games if it meant maybe a couple less regular season games?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I wonder that. You know, I want to see how this one plays out, but, I mean, it's interesting. I think we've always said, and I think other teams have even said it too, like you'd love to have more teams involved in the dance in the postseason. And the only thing you don't want to take away is the integrity of the game, the history of it. You know, the other, you know, seasons where it was the 16 teams, the 4 rounds, you know, to keep that, you know, that history and the way the game has been played for so long, I think that's important, the integrity of it. So, I wonder how we can make that work, but I think it'll be really cool to see if this, you know, is something that excites everybody, you know, players, fans, if this, you know, goes off the way we hope it will, then yeah, there might be something to it that we can hopefully put into something down the road maybe and bring in more teams. I think that's, you know, and I listen to everyone say, oh, it's a joke. You got 24 teams. Some of these teams shouldn't even be in. I mean, this is unprecedented times, so I don't really buy. You can't go by the way of old. You know, we got to try to find a way to make amends on a situation that none of us could have foreseen, right? And allow teams a chance to play in and put your money where your mouth is. You know, I think that's a great opportunity for a lot of teams. Like if you say you're as good as you are and have a chance to be in it, then win. You know, and that's all that's expected of us. And if you know if you're that worried about all the situations, then are you that confident in your group? You know, so that's the way it comes down to. The best team is going to win the Stanley Cup if we go back, and that's just the way it is. And you know, there's always circumstances in every playoff format. You know, there's injuries and all those things that play into it. So this is a way for us to have more competitiveness and more teams involved and more fun and a way to engage a bigger fan base that, you know, is yearning for hockey and excited to get hockey back.
Yeah, we've talked about this quite a bit on our show because when all these ideas started to get floated around, it was also attributed or like attached to the conversation of like, are there asterisks to an NBA playoffs without fans and home court advantage / are there an asterisk if there's 24 teams? It's like, no, not really. If you guys win, you end up having to win an extra round. You have all these challenges of the added layoff. We just mentioned that you're going from being off for 3-4 months to stepping on the ice and your first competitive game is, hey, it's a must win. This is a playoff game. I'm with you. I like this. My whole thing about adding these things permanently is, okay, it's going to be tough to balance that that reverence for the history, because if you lose regular season games, then regular season records, how did those change, right? Like Matthews was trying to chase Vive for the goal-scoring record here in Toronto. All of a sudden, that changes. What about Ovechkin trying to chase Gretzky for the all-time goal? Like those things, that's definitely tricky. But man, the league is so even. There's so many teams. You just mentioned it. There's who do you think can't win this format? Montreal. But outside of Montreal, anybody can win. And so it's just like embracing that and having basically everybody out there and have a chance to win, cut down on some of the dead weight of the regular season, take a little bit of miles off the tires for some of the players. To me, this is just kind of a no-brainer moving forward. Like, this actually just makes a lot of sense. Engage more fan bases, have more big markets, have bigger eyeballs for the best part of the NHL season, which is the Stanley Cup playoffs. I just don't know what the pushback is outside of history.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you on that, actually. I mean, it's and first of all, Matthews, I'm sure, will break Vibe's record. I'm not too concerned about that down the road here. He's a great goal scorer. But whether there's regular season games or not, if they can find a way to engage more fans, which is something I think we've always wanted in our league, you know, for a postseason and, you know, and the parity in our league, like we said, at any given time, anyone can win. I mean, it's really hard to decipher between, yes, 1-16, but, you know, in the middle, it's you know, any given night you can be winning. And then look at the points race going into the last 10 games of the season anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't disagree with you in that, you know, it would definitely make for more exciting, you know, times down in the postseason. I just, you know, I'm a big guy in history as well. So you always want to think about that and how the points would go into it and then what that would mean for the record books. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think guys are you know, excited about the prospect of having more people involved, and it would be great for the fans, like you said. So it sounds like a win-win no matter which way you go.
Just for the record, Nick, because you didn't say no when J.D. Bunk has said the Montreal Canadiens can't win the Stanley Cup, we're just going to run that as a headline. Nick Foligno does not disagree the Montreal Canadiens cannot win the Stanley Cup. But, yeah, so this is – no, that's all right. Don't weigh in.
They can't, man. They can't. Like, here's the thing. I'll just whatever you want me to do, like, I'll do it if the Habs win. There's just no chance. It's not going to happen.
All right. I don't want anyone to win but the Columbus Blue Jackets, so you can write that as a headline.
That's true. So, yeah, man, it's great.
That was a hot take by you.
It's great we have a format. It's great we have matchups to look forward to and preview. But it's still a long ways away, right? Like, training camps aren't going to start until at the earliest July 1st, which is more than a month away. I know we've got phase one stuff happening maybe next week. Have you thought about like what the next month looks like for you? Are you going to be one of the first guys back into the facility? Do you know what you're going to do?
No, you know, that's the part that I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, I got three kids and family, right? So, you know, knowing that I'll be away from them if this does go forward, I'm going to try and spend as much time as I can with them and not make my wife hate me as much as she will once I'm gone with three kids running around. So there's all those things, right? Like the human side, right, is I think still bigger than what's going on right now. It's great that we're making progress and starting to talk about formats and plans. That's fantastic. But I think, you know, you can't jump from B to F. You know, we got to make sure we're still doing our due diligence and what's going on in the world. There's still a pandemic going on. There's still a lot of problems that are bigger than hockey. So I think as long as, you know, we take care of that and can just continue to move the needle forward slowly, then I think we can get there. So I'm continuing to train. I'm back at home in Sudbury, actually, Sudbury, Ontario, and just enjoying the time with my family on the lake here and trying to get some more sort of an off season if that's the case. And then I'll head back when I need to and then give myself enough time to train and do what I need to do to get ready. But right now it's more just, you know, take care of your family and yourself and you know, and kind of respect what's going on in the world and not get too carried away with hockey coming back. I know that sounds like a downer thing to say, but I got to try and keep it all in perspective here. And there's a lot of people that are affected right now that we have to respect what's going on. And hopefully we can get back to hockey when it's the right time.
No, but that makes sense, man. And that's thoughtful. I would just say that the one counter to that is the day that those matchups were announced is one of the most excited days that I think a lot of people have had. And that it's true, man. Like, a lot of people are all of a sudden messaging each other. There's already people that are talking about the series and how you guys match up with the Leafs. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have to do this for 2 months. You should actually feel bad for us. We're the ones who have to talk about this for 2 months in a row doing a preview. You know how hard a 2 month preview show is, Nick? You think you can do what we do?
Something to talk about, finally. It's giving you guys something to talk about.
Yeah, for 2 months. Yeah. We're going to go crazy. No one wants to talk about the same thing for 2 months.
Like Michael Jordan doc.
I feel bad. It makes me proud. It makes me proud that there's that, you know, that this is what our sport can do. This is what sports can do, not even ours, but just, you know, that's why it's so important that if we can get back safely that we do, because people do rely on it. It gives them a break from their days and their lives, and that's what we love. We're entertainers, right? We get a chance to bring people away from what's going on in their world, and you know, give them a sense of entertainment and fun. And I hope we can get back to that, because I think that'll bring some normalcy back in the world, and even for you guys. You know, I really do. I feel for you guys. So I would love to be able to make it a little more normal in the world for everybody.
You know, not a lot of people have been thinking about us, so we appreciate that. You know, it's nice to finally hear, you know, nice to finally get our accolades. Yeah. Hey, man, this was a lot of fun. And, yeah, we have to do 2 months of preview, so maybe we'll do this again sometime when we're actually closer to the actual games happening. But thanks for doing it, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.